Hey, everybody. Another part of the conversation I had in Santa Barbara, California for the Whatever podcast. Just so you guys know, this is an unusual forum. It is usually, frequented by people that are in the business of the production of pornography, and this was no exception. There were a couple young women there that are currently in the porn industry and some other people that are not, but they do similar type of work. So it's a different type of audience, you could say. So I just want to give you a heads up before you listen to this episode. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Become a member. It's members.charliekirk.com. That's members.charliekirk.com. You could become a member, and it's affordable for all income levels. And if you like what our show is doing, you're inspired by it, go to members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Would you date somebody who's pro-life? Starting with you. I know it's hot seat, but...
Oh, man, why do I always got to go first?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I would.
Yes, because you can be pro-life but and still pro-choice. And there's as long as they're pro-life and not anti-choice, that's, to me, the key distinction.
Wait, I'm a little... Can you clarify? I'm a little confused.
There are plenty of Democrats, if you poll Democrats, like, for example, like, a lot of Catholic Democrats are... Joe Biden, our own president, personally, is pro-life, so he would not feel comfortable probably having a wife that submitted herself to procure an abortion, but is okay with it being legal. And I think that's the important distinction, not whether or not they personally are. So yeah, sure.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I think generally, I don't know, it depends. If they're super pro-life to the point where it's like, oh, the mother's health is at risk and you still shouldn't abort, then I'm like, whoa, slow down there, buddy. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay.
But without those extremes, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree about the extremes. If they are too extreme, then maybe no. But I would still date someone who's pro-life if they weren't too extreme.
Okay.
I'm kind of the same. I don't think it becomes a problem unless I get pregnant unexpectedly and then I don't want the child. But I'm sure if it was a good relationship anyways and I got pregnant, I would want the child anyways too, even though I am pro-choice. I don't think it gives that much of a conflict. Obviously depending on the circumstance, but
Molly?
I agree. You can be pro-choice and pro-life at the same time, mm-hmm. and that is really the only way that I would be able to be in a relationship, because I'm pro-choice, but I can also respect that the person that I love is not.
Okay. Charlie, any thoughts here?
Yeah, I'm just curious. When would you guys say human life begins?
That's like a philosophical question for the ages.
When there's a heartbeat.
Just casually ask.
When there's a heartbeat.
Or no, I guess in the uterus.
See, now we have three different answers.
Yeah,
so I'm just, we have a, I will presume, a group of women, because you all self-described as women. I'm kidding. when does life begin?
Heartbeat.
I'm going to still say at birth. Even though I know that your cells can be forming a brain and stuff in the uterus. But yeah, I think you're not fully a human until you're born.
Okay, and you said heartbeat, right? Okay.
I think it's very difficult to answer. I think mostly consciousness and personhood is really what people are seeking to identify. And I believe, I'm sure you happen to know, how long is like, how many weeks was a full term of pregnancy?
It's a good question. I know very well. It's about 38, 39 weeks. 40 is like at the furthest of gestation.
40 weeks. So as far as I know, like around 30 weeks is when you see like typically, like, most development of the fetus has taken place. Right,
earlier than that. But, yeah. So heartbeat is right around 6 weeks. Brain waves are even before that. And you could do an ultrasound at right around... You could start to do ultrasounds at 8 weeks, and you could see the full being right around 12 weeks. And right around 25, 26 weeks are now the earliest cases we have of babies that are able to survive outside of the womb. Does anyone have any other answers on that?
No. I mean, I'm not, like, educated scientifically enough about the biology of all of it, but I agree. I think that life is a very subjective term. You know, you could say when does the infant's body in the womb start functioning, or you could say when do they start perceiving their consciousness. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's when they start perceiving their consciousness, but truly, I have no idea when that is. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would be important to... Let me ask you this. If you knew for certain the baby, would you agree it's a baby? Is that a good term to use if it's in a womb? Is that a baby?
I think most people would say fetus.
Probably yeah, fetus. Yeah.
Okay, so what does fetus mean in Latin?
I think a fetus is a growing child. It's a developing child.
You're right, Molly. You know it. It means a little human.
Yeah.
It's just using fetus is nothing more than a cope for what you know it is. It's a baby, right? So it's just
obviously not if we're here debating it. I don't think it's as settled
as you
think it is.
You don't have to use the word fetus. It makes people feel better. It's obviously a baby.
No, I mean, obviously you wouldn't take, like, you know, a fetus that just has, like, a heart and, like, their brain isn't fully formed and be like, that's the same as, like, a 1-month-old. Yeah. Like, we obviously see differences between development from then and there.
So, but then how about 30 weeks?
That's where it becomes a lot more contentious. Mm-hmm. But the point being is that we don't look at a fetus from its beginning stages and be like, yeah, that's the same thing as my, like, 3-month-year-old cousin.
Hold on, that's... A 9-month-old is not the same thing as a 1-month-old.
Okay,
right? So you can go through the progression of development continues. The question is, when does it start?
Yeah, that's $1 million question. I agree with that.
So
do you think conception?
Of course. That's the only answer.
Most women, I don't believe, even know that they're pregnant before 6 weeks.
But,
so, like, around, like, the heartbeats and stuff like that.
Yeah, but the knowledge of your pregnancy doesn't mean that you're not pregnant.
No. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like, practicality-wise, there are many instances of women who have miscarriages without even ever knowing, because it might just present as, like, a very heavy cycle that month.
And that's fine, but it doesn't make it any less a life, right?
So
sure, go ahead, Molly.
No, but do you mourn that miscarriage in the same way
you
mourn, like, an abortion, like a conscious choice?
Not the same way. No, it's not the same way. No, but it's still a tragedy. A miscarriage is a tragedy. But
so
an abortion,
even if she doesn't know about it?
But an abortion is an act of human will. A miscarriage most times is not. Now, sometimes it can be a miscarriage because you drank alcohol and you didn't know you were pregnant, or you might have taken a drug that had side effects. But yes, a miscarriage is a tragedy. Yes.
I have a question. Do you care about the children once they're born?
I mean, I care a lot about them. Yeah.
So if a woman got R-worded or something, or even if she just got pregnant and
Grid One Motorsports donated $200.
Right?
Life is not subjective, and we know this because you were speaking of killing. Why is it so easy for you ladies to kill kids? If your comfort and lifestyle more important than the life you hate.
Anyway, my question was, what was I saying? Oh, if
you were saying
so
if somebody
someone,
was
yeah,
someone,
got, someone like,
forced sex
or,
upon themselves, it's the word you're
even like not even just that, but say like if the mother like was homeless or something, say like she didn't have a good life, do you still think that child deserves to be brought into the world just to suffer?
Well, so it's not a guarantee of suffering. Number one. The answer is yes, the life should be brought into the world. There are twice as many people on the adoption waiting list than
so many people.
Well, let me ask you guys, and I'm just curious, how many abortions do you think there are a year in America?
I have
tens of thousands, I assume.
Any other guesses?
No, I have no clue. Yeah.
What if I told you there was over 1 million abortions every year?
That wouldn't surprise me at all.
But you went from tens of thousands to 1 million.
I mean, there's billions of people on the...
No. Yeah, there's 340 million in America. That's right. No, but do you think...
As far as reported ones, because even
that
reporting data is going to be incomplete
that
because...
That doesn't count mifepristone, which is the chemical abortion that people have at home. It doesn't count Plan B, right?
So, and even if, like, abortion were illegal, for example, we stopped gathering data on, like, who procures abortions, there would be so many. There's so many now, even
well,
with states
true.
Where it's still legal.
Texas, it's gone down even, dramatically. So hundreds of
no,
thousands.
No, they're still happening. It's
well,
just
no, they're happening,
not being accounted
about
for.
About 90%
abortion. Women are just doing it to themselves.
Right. It's a 90% abortion reduction rate in Texas. I don't want to dwell on that too much, though. I'm just – so there's a million abortions every single year. And there's twice as many people on the adopt. There's 2 million people actively on the adoption waiting list. So there's really no such thing currently. There could be, but currently, of an unwanted child. So there's 2 million people wanting to adopt, and there's a million people that have abortions every single year. So there's twice as many people that want to get a child. Now, there's a longer conversation about making it less bureaucratic without allowing bad people to adopt kids for bad reasons. I'm perfectly open for that conversation. But to answer your question, I don't love the premise. It's a really good question because a lot of people have it. I don't necessarily believe being born in poverty is a death sentence or is a reason to terminate.
Of course not.
No. But abortion is a death sentence. So I don't think poverty should give you a death sentence.
Would you say abortion is murder?
Oh, of course, 100%.
Do you think that people who procure abortions, women specifically,
yes.
A woman who procures an abortion should go to jail for getting one?
Absolutely, yeah. They're the moral equivalent of Auschwitz. It's
really?
Yes.
Millions of women are basically the same as like Nazi
not the women.
Death
no,
camp
the,
guards.
The women are victims. They're lied to. 90% of women do not see an ultrasound before they have an abortion. They have no idea what's happened to them. They're the victims here. It is the abortionists that are doing this. But let me ask you, and I mean this, have you guys ever seen an abortion on a video?
I'm sorry. If women are the victims here, why should they be jailed?
Well, I don't believe they should be jailed.
How is it that you could believe that abortion is murder, but a murderer shouldn't go to jail?
I didn't say that. The doctors, the abortionists, the people that call themselves doctors, the people that put women under general anesthesia and go into...
But women ask for it. They are doctors.
They're medical.
Are you going to discount the accountability of the women in that decision? My current perspective
is because the women are not given what is called informed consent, that the women should not be penalized. They shouldn't be penalized. In fact, they should be given grace from a system that has lied to them and has misled them. They are not given the full picture of exactly what's happening to them. Informed consent has not happened. So these women are the victims. The abortionists are the ones that know exactly what's happening. And if you haven't seen a video of an abortion, I'm not going to say anything too graphic. It is one of the hardest things to watch. The baby fights. The baby struggles. The baby dodges. The baby avoids. They break the neck of the baby. They euthanize it to the spring. It's not a joke.
Sorry.
And then they tear it limb from limb through there. If you're trying to tell me that's... You know,
that's like a
if you're talking about, yeah, like they're
on,
called
no, no,
dilation
no.
and extraction abortions.
No.
Yes,
hold on a second.
Like
a baby,
if you're talking
a baby
about,
has a backbone at 6 weeks and a spine. It has a complete figure. It's small. It's like probably as small
as the size of like a grape. Yeah.
Yes. But by 8 weeks or 12 weeks. And you're talking about
but the vast majority of abortions are performed in the first trimester.
Yeah, that's right.
So
and,
when you
and
just
so when,
the
when
type
is,
of abortion that you describe
the first trimester
is literally the like minority
well,
of the time.
Second.
And those are wanted pregnancies because usually those women want those pregnancies. They weren't able
they
to carry them.
They don't know they're pregnant until
they're
6 weeks, to your point.
They weren't able to carry those children to term because of health risks to their own life or to the infant.
You all know that I love Magnesium Breakthrough, and it's been a life changer for my sleep as well as relaxation. For those of you that have never tried it, it is your chance, so listen up. This month only, get a free bottle of best-selling full-spectrum supplement that contains all 7 forms of magnesium your body craves in exactly the right balance. Bioptimizers, the makers of Magnesium Breakthrough, are offering a 14-day sleep challenge. My listeners, they're offering right now a 14-day supply. All you have to do is pay a nominal shipping fee. Really, that's it. No other strings attached, no other purchase required. Their challenge is simple. Try Magnesium Breakthrough for 14 days and see all the positive changes I just mentioned. If your sleep and energy are not absolutely rocking by the end of the 14 days, you've lost nothing. But if they are, your life is back on track. So get your free bottle. Just go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. Use coupon code Kirk10. And that's it. Listen, they wouldn't be letting me give these bottles away to you if they weren't 100% confident in how effective it is. Again, they're on the short list of supplements that I really appreciate. To get your free 14-day supply, start the challenge, go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk and use coupon code Kirk10. Do not miss the opportunity. It's a limited time offer this month only. So check it out right now, buyoptimizers.com/Kirk.
No infant should be terminated because of health risk to the infant. Okay, that's insane. It's like you're going to kill the baby because the baby has health risks.
Not just health risks. These are deformed, like...
Oh, let me ask you.
These are medical...
Hold on. Down syndrome.
Yeah, like stillbirths.
Should we abort Down syndrome kids?
No.
Iceland has. They said if you have Down syndrome, you're done. So that's not a new phenomenon. They have gotten rid of Down syndrome. If you have a DNA test of Down syndrome, they abort the kid. I think that's cruel and unusual.
That is.
Yeah.
Okay, we agree. Good.
I think there are frivolous reasons to procure abortions, but I don't believe that, that just because there are frivolous reasons to get them, that means it should be outlawed.
But should murder be outlawed?
Yeah. Okay. But like you were saying,
then
even though you believe that those women have a hand in committing the murder and infanticide,
basically,
of their own children, they shouldn't
go to
jail.
They have not been given informed consent.
Do you
don't
have
know
that opinion with people who are addicted to drugs?
Do you think drug dealers
should go to jail, but not people who actually try to buy drugs and consume them?
It depends what drug it is. It depends the category, the class, the
repetition. Is there a single drug where you would say that somebody who is buying and consuming drugs that they are addicted to should not be going to jail, but only their drug dealer should be going to jail?
I mean, I think fentanyl and heroin potentially, but it's a completely separate issue because a lot of people know the informed consent of heroin and fentanyl. It's not like we have PSAs. We have billboards. Stop using fentanyl. Stop doing fentanyl. How many times have you heard that?
But they have a chemical dependency now that prevents them from being able to make that choice.
How often have we ever had an honest conversation with women in this country saying that having an abortion increases the chances for depression, anxiety, medication dependence?
So does having a kid.
What? Hold on.
Having children carries all of those same risks.
You think having children is...
No, don't mischaracterize me.
No, that's not true at all.
I'm not going to say that having a child necessarily gives you depression
women
or
have
not
children.
Any of that.
That's what she said.
It can come with it. Like postpartum depression, for example, is extremely common among
young. It's temporary and short-lived, and obviously...
Not always.
For some people last years.
So is the depression
from temporary and short-lived. That's not... permanent.
Postpartum depression can simply constitute a temporary medical issue?
Let's theoretically even grant... So you're saying because of potential postpartum depression or financial burdens, the moral answer is allow women to go
in. No, that was never my argument. This had nothing to do with morality. This was a completely separate question. I'm only saying that I feel like you're trivializing and downplaying how serious conditions like postpartum depression can be when you want to write it off as like a temporary medical issue.
It's obviously real.
When it can be years-long battle.
Look, having children is a serious choice. So what percentage of abortions, according to the Guttmacher Institute, are not rape, not incest, and not life of the mother? What percentage would you say?
Probably the vast majority.
97%. So is abortion now birth control? Yes or no?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's situational to each and every
Molly,
person.
Do you think that birth control, it could be called birth control in certain
because
situations?
Because you're talking about over a million abortions, but there's tens of millions of women that are on birth control, that are that have IUDs, that take birth control pills. So obviously, that's not the only reason why.
But it's a form of birth control. Is it not?
A form of birth
because
control,
they're
sure,
not,
but
they're
you acknowledge that it's not the predominant form of birth control.
Well, no, I didn't say that. And hold on. I said it's birth control.
Yeah, but we're not disagreeing with the category. I'm talking
so
about the prevalency of it.
If it's birth control, then why would we allow it to continue if it's not... If you put the rape, incest, life, the mother, which we can debate...
But
I'm going to put that aside for a second. Then why should we allow a horrific procedure... to continue that has such heavy and dire consequences and results in a child not being able to live outside of the womb?
Because that's
you're loading
choice.
It so much
horrific.
By
okay.
saying a horrific procedure. Most women who procure abortions actually report being happy long term because they made the choice, because there's many different reasons why women get abortions. Some women aren't in a financial position to have a child at that time and actually decide to have children later.
How'd they get pregnant?
What do you mean? They had sex unprotected an accident.
So they want the orgasm without the responsibility.
Do you think the majority of women are having orgasms and sex? Are you serious? Have you seen the studies on orgasm gaps between men and women?
I'll be honest. So they want all the pleasure. They want all... But... It's you want all the loose lifestyle, but none of the responsibilities.
Now you're framing it like the punishment for having it should
Hold
like
on,
orgasm should be punished.
Wait.
No. The way that you're framing it, which
no,
is
it's
that
not a punishment.
Oh,
you it's
want the loosey goosey parts of sex,
Hold
like
on.
The orgasm,
if you,
but you don't want the responsibility of a child. It's like, yeah, some people want to be able to have sex.
Okay, no, you articulate
and,
it perfectly. I'm going to be able to have sex how I want, and if I have to go put a dagger through, or have someone put a dagger through a child for me, then so be it.
You're
being morally clear, and basically it is, it's my body, I can do whatever I want with it, even though, let me ask you a question.
Like I said, most women don't regret their abortions at all. Like the vast majority of women say report happiness and being okay with their decision. I'm sure you think that they're lying or they're indoctrinated or
so, but if it's not your DNA, how is it your choice? If it's not your DNA, why is it your choice?
Your child has to carry the child's DNA and then it forms into
It has its own unique DNA that's not yours.
It's part of your DNA. It's 50-50.
It's half. Oh, so should the man then be able to have veto power over abortion?
Well, the point is the man isn't the one incubating the child. So
but I thought if it's about DNA.
I never made the DNA argument. You did. The argument that I was going to make was, I was going to ask you the question,
Do you think another person has a right to your life and your body?
Does another person have a right to... Well, they might... Technically, because abortion was legal when I was in utero, someone did have a right to my life and body.
Oh, hey.
And my mom chose life, praise God. So did all your moms.
Mm. Yeah.
My mom actually wanted an abortion.
Are you glad that she didn't have an abortion?
No.
So you would rather be dead?
I don't know. I mean, life can be difficult.
If she didn't exist, you would never materialize.
A couple people wanted to come in really quick. It looked like you wanted to come in. I'd like to give you an opportunity to speak. Then I think you had more, Pixie, than Molly. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's backtrack just on what he was saying on not wanting to have the responsibility. I think that's really, I don't really think that makes sense because I don't think sex is just for reproduction. It's just like asking you, you know, like every time, I'm not trying to bring in your wife, but you know, every time you have sex with your wife, it's purely for reproduction. I feel like that is very inaccurate. So, I mean, it's hard to expect everyone who isn't in a marriage to just not have sex just because they don't want to get pregnant or just because they don't want to have that responsibility.
Wait, did you even make the argument that sex is purely
no,
for...
No, I didn't.
I don't think you did.
But Angel's making a good point, and I want to give her credit for this, which she's saying, and it could be misunderstood that I was saying sex is strictly for reproduction. What I was saying is that everything in life has consequences and choices, mm-hmm, right?
Correct.
And at times... The mainstream predominant narrative is that sex comes with almost no downsides, and we're going to give you either the technology, the procedure, or whatever to try to limit those downsides. But the difference is that when my wife and I have sex, if she results to be pregnant, which she did, is that we live with that consequence, which happens to be a positive consequence, right? A huge blessing. Now, I understand what I'm saying is very, very radical and very unpopular, but the ideal should be far less people having premarital sex and trying to have sex within marital guidelines, or at the very least monogamous guidelines, okay? So that if there was to be a pregnancy, that baby could be loved and cared for and brought into this world. I understand it's a hard ideal to even grasp and comprehend in a world where everything is very sex positive and sex abundant, but it's an ideal that I defend nonetheless.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that's in contradiction with being sex positive but also wanting to help prevent unwanted pregnancies. I would just say to those women and those people having sex that you should be using birth control and family planning methods to make sure that you don't have any unexpected pregnancies that you don't want to have, to skip the abortion part altogether. I don't think anybody loves their abortion. I only said that people just don't regret them.
Are you guys familiar with what's happening with the chemical abortion craze that's going on right now?
No. The pill?
No, not the pill. That's different. I'm talking about where they're mailing chemical abortion packets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where women are bleeding out and emergency room visits are up nearly 300%.
Mom,
no, it's never, you guys should look into it. It's a very serious thing.
But
and
why is that?
Because
abortion is harder.
It's because women don't have access to safe abortion, so they start resorting to these sorts
of
methods.
There's no such thing as a safe abortion. Let me be honest.
Really?
There
were millions of women that got an abortion, but you're going to say that none of them were.
And
all of them died after?
All the babies did.
But did the women? Is it safe? Is it unsafe for a woman to procure an abortion?
But it doesn't. Well, hold on.
Answer that question. Is it unsafe for a woman to procure an abortion?
Every single abortion.
You know it's not unsafe. Hold on. Let him answer. Every
single abortion has a victim necessarily, and many times has a woman full of regret that we are now seeing. And I'm not going to make up numbers out of nowhere, but there is a growing community of abortion regret, including people that are speaking out and they're saying, I wish I wouldn't have, and it resulted in either difficulty to have children in the future or
but
mental trauma.
But why do you care about their life?
That's a good question.
Or what about the moms, like her mother, who I wish I actually had an abortion because that wasn't the life path that I wanted to go down, but it was one that I chose to make. Do you care about those?
I care about all people. So why do
but
I care?
Do you care about that specific opinion?
Somebody
who regrets not getting an abortion?
Regrets not? No, I don't regret that mothers wanted to murder their kid.
But do you care about the opinions of moms who actually say, I have a child, but I'm not happy with having a family. I actually wish I had gotten an abortion.
Why don't they just kill their kid then?
I don't think it necessarily follows that if you regret not getting an abortion that you're going to commit murder.
But it's the same thing. Yeah, just put your kid up for adoption.
What about adoption?
If you regret it so bad, just give it.
I don't think most people at that point, they're not going to
put
their kid up for adoption.
Why not? You regret it.
No, I'm not saying anything's stopping them. I'm saying most people are not going to do that. But if you ask them, like, would you have rather had an abortion or a family, some of them might say, yeah, actually, having a family and raising a child is very hard. I actually wish I had an abortion.
I don't doubt that opinion might be held.
Not everybody is fit to be a parent.
Hey, this is Charlie Kirk, and I know a lot of you have been suffering under the Biden economy. Recently, school loan payments have been reinstated, and for many, it's adding thousands to their monthly expenses. My friends, Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian, they're amazing. They really helped me through a tough situation recently. They've been excellent. They're ethical. They're just really great people. They're followers of Jesus Christ, and our worldviews are the same. I love them. And so please go to andrewandtodd.com. Interest rates are coming down, and they may be able to lower your overall payment. In fact, one of our team members said, Charlie, is it time to me to own a home? I sat down. I went through the numbers. I said, get in the owner game. Honestly, enough renting. You are burning your money renting. It might be a little bit more to own, but you're building equity. That's money you'll have for the rest of your life. Perhaps a reverse mortgage is a perfect solution. It's about expertise you could trust in times like this. I can't tell you how helpful they've been for me personally. They've just been excellent. Andrew and Todd, I'm honored to call them friends. We hang out when I go to Orange County together. They're really great. So say, Charlie sent me 888-888-1172. That's 888-888-1172. They helped me through a mortgage situation recently that was super complex and moving pieces, and it was really, really tough. And other banks, by the way, wanted nothing to do with it, and they crushed it for me. 10 out of 10. AndrewandTodd.com. So check it out right now, AndrewandTodd.com.
Let just answer your question really quick. Why do I care? If you cannot get the life question right, then you get every other question wrong. When does life begin? And I care about the innocent. I don't like bullies. I don't like evil. And I believe it is an act of evil to destroy those that can't defend themselves, including the 1 million babies in utero.
Are you pro-contraception? Are you pro-women?
Personally, or I'm agnostic on the question politically, meaning it's legal, so be it.
Okay.
But I wouldn't consider it to be a good lifestyle choice, including most specifically hormonal birth control. Now, mind you, I'm over my skis on this being a man, but I will yield to the growing community of women on both sides of the political aisle that are ditching their hormonal birth control because they say, I don't like the way it makes me feel.
They want an IUD, which is a non-hormonal
birth control. One second, but there is a growing body of literature by Dr. Daniel Amen and many other people that show that the pill increases anxiety and depression and certain types of ideation. So again, I am not going to act like an expert on that, but that's a legit community online of people that are ditching hormonal birth control.
I think the way that you're like phrasing things of like, oh no, like murdering the babies is quite interesting, because I don't think in like any other example where we have a person and their life is somehow connected to someone else, if they decide like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I don't want to give my kidney to this person. I don't want to continue this blood transfusion. I don't want to continue this process. We wouldn't go and point at them and be like, you're a murderer. So I just think that there is a distinction to be made here when you're saying like, oh no, they're murdering babies, by just deciding that like, hey, actually I don't want this like fetus to continue using my lungs, my blood, my organs to continue developing. Like, would you call somebody who doesn't want to have like give a blood transfusion or give a kidney or something like
that?
That's
a good question. That's actually a good faith question. So if I had the specific type of blood type, okay, and in a hypothetical desert island, there happened to be a medical facility, and somebody right there needed a blood transfusion, and I said no, I would be complicit in their death. Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying that is the extrapolation of the hypothetical.
So
complicit to the point that you should be punished if you refuse to render aid to that person.
Wait, Aaron, let me finish.
Yeah.
Aaron, let
me finish. Yeah. Okay, so if the government decided, hey, you know what, like let's say Joe Biden is put in the hospital, and you're the only person, for whatever reason, in the world that can, like, give him a kidney, and you have to basically give him, like, constant transfusions of blood for, like, the next year, would be a murder if you decide not to do that.
Well, first, I would do it, even though I can't stand Joe Biden. So, yeah, just for the record. And if it was only for 9 months, yeah, I'd do it.
And if you didn't do it, do you think you should be punished with jail time or
worse?
It
depends the type of informed consent that goes alongside of it, which goes back to why I believe women are lied to and women are victims in the abortion process. And, yes, there are exceptions where women really know what's happening.
I was going to say, even
very, very rare. However, I don't think the law should go towards women. I think they are. First of all, I just think that there should be grace and forgiveness, because a lot of women go to abortions in crisis. They feel overwhelmed. They feel as if the world is against them. The abortionists, let me be very clear, the people that call themselves medical doctors that know better, that actually do the very damaging, graphic removal of the baby, those are the people that I think should be focused when it comes to law. To your point, though, if for 9 months I would have to live a tougher life for another human being to live, I would do that.
Wait, but it's what not about, just a... I want to be clear. Would, like what Aaron was saying earlier,
So do you think the government should be able to punish you for not doing that? Should you be able to go to jail, or should the government be able to send you to jail because you didn't want to give blood transfusions to Joe Biden for 9 months? Should the government have that ability?
It depends if I knew the totality, if there really were no other options. If I said to, if all of a sudden in this theoretical stranded desert island, in this abstract thing, and I had all the informed consent, and Joe Biden was dying, and he said, "Help me out, bro. I need 9 months of your blood." Mm-hmm. And I said, "No." I would be at the very least third degree murder. Yes.
Do you think that
in that stranded, because all of a sudden if I let him go and I say, you know, no, I'm not going to give you my blood, I'm not going to give you my stuff, I personally wouldn't be able to live with myself. If I have something that I don't need, maybe you guys agree or disagree. If I have something that won't, and this is my own personal life, you guys could disagree, but if I have something that will be make my life more difficult for 9 months, to use the analogy, right, but it meant another life could continue, I would sign up in a second.
Yeah. Do you think there has ever been a woman who has procured an abortion that had totally informed consent and still went through with the decision?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Do you think that woman who has informed consent...
That's way too hypothetical. The answer is no, because how could you find them? How could you investigate them?
Because I know it happens every single day. There's actually a case right now in Texas of a woman who is trying to cross state lines to get an abortion. Texas has said that when she returns, they want to put her in jail.
Yes, so I don't believe in that, number one. Okay. And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to paint me on the extreme of punishing women for abortions, and I'm going to remain holding fast that I think women are the victims in the abortion industry. They are lied to by Planned Parenthood. They get lied by the abortionists. If I was in your chair, I'd be doing the exact same thing.
But you deny that there's any women that have informed consent in this decision.
You
believe that the vast majority of people that get abortions are deluded into getting them.
I said, of course there are, nor should the law or the policy be focused towards women. And the vast majority, 90-95%, we know this from studies by pro-life groups, and we know this by studies, not even just by pro-life groups, by Planned Parenthood.
By bias groups.
Well, hold on a second. Do they administer an ultrasound before an abortion? Yes or no? The answer is no.
Some states they do, because it's mandated by those state laws, yeah.
Well, not before. Those states have completely eliminated abortion now after the fall of Roe. But
there's no abortion? Or is it that those abortions are just happening in unsafe ways because women can't go to doctors to get them?
Well, they're doing abortion tourism, many of them. They're coming to states like this. But let's take California, for example. Let's get less abstract. Where we hear right now, if one of you want to get an abortion down the street, they will not give you an ultrasound before. And just so you know what an ultrasound is, it's a three-dimensional interactive image of the baby fetus, whatever you want to call it, in the womb before termination. They will not show that. And so to answer your question, first of all, I think it would be so unrealistic, and I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to play into a narrative that really doesn't exist too much. You could use the Texas example that Republicans want to punish women for having abortions. Hold on a second. I don't like that argument. I don't, because from 12 years old, from the first sexual education young girls have in this country, is they look at abortion as normal, as fine, and so they've been indoctrinated. That's why I continue to believe that they are victims of a bigger scheme. They're victims of a bigger scheme, and they should not be punished or held accountable. Instead, you go after the industry itself that knows better.
There is no comprehensive sex ed in this country. I grew up in Texas, and the sex education that I was given, to the extent that I was abstinence only. So them saying, don't have sex, basically.
I take issue with something else that you said earlier,
which is that, they've reduced abortions because they've made it illegal. But you know that just because something is illegal doesn't mean it doesn't happen anymore.
But
murder is illegal, but murder happens.
But birth rates are up. So that's how we know it's working.
Were you going off of birth rates, or were you going off the fact that there are zero reported abortions because doctors refuse to perform them because they don't want to go to jail?
I guarantee you there are back alley abortions happening.
Right.
Far less than used to happen when the clinics were open.
Should those women have to get back alley abortions?
Well, they shouldn't get abortions at all.
But they're going to. It's just a matter of whether it's going to be safe or not.
Okay. Again, that's the murder example. There's still a lot of murders, and I'm glad murder is illegal on the books. It's also the R word example. It's also those. So I could apply it equally. Of course, there will always be people that break the law. And there will always be people that produce the most graphic, horrific content, you know, illegally online. That doesn't mean the law should not exist. The law needs to be a reflection of morality and, most importantly, the fundamental principle, the defense of the innocent.
How about liberty? Shouldn't it be within people's purview to engage in, family planning or make those decisions for themselves?
What is liberty?
Liberty is a concept that has been hotly debated by many political theorists, scientists, philosophers. Yeah. But liberty is one having the autonomy and self-determination to be able to make as many free and fair choices in their life and society as possible.
Fair. And so if liberty hurts somebody else, is it still liberty?
No, because now you're infringing upon other people's liberty.
We have
it comes in contact with other people's rights all the time.
Right. So we have clarity but not agreement. I view abortion by being a violation of the liberty principle because there's a victim. You don't view it that way. So we have reasonable disagreement.
Fundamental disagreement, yes.
Yes, we have reasonable disagreement, but there's obviously a victim, right? There's a baby that needs to be scraped aside, cast and put into a trash can. That is a victim. Therefore, it's the violation of the liberty principle that you articulated.
Brian, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that it's consistent in Charlie Kirk's... Do you think it's consistent in Charlie's philosophy to say that a woman procuring an abortion, which is akin to murder, should not have to go to jail even though she's effectively murdering her own child, her future child?
Well, truthfully, I'm not really, like, well-versed on this topic, so...
From what you've heard so far, do you think that if somebody conflates abortion with murder, that the person
the
who gets
guy.
One...
I'm the dating guy.
Yeah.
but, you know, it came up. Sorry, repeat the question.
Just do you think it's consistent in someone's philosophy to say simultaneously that abortion is murder, but that the person who actually asks for that murder effectively should not have to go to jail? Do you think that's consistent? Or do you think that doesn't make sense?
I'm not even following. Sorry, I've got.
Think
like
about it.
If
somebody conceives of abortion as murder,
yes.
Do you think that if they engage in getting an abortion, aka murder, they should be excluded from going to jail because they're just a victim? Do you think that's consistent?
I don't. Honestly,
you're not representing my argument.
That's my answer.
There's an important wrinkle that you're missing, which is that the woman, in my view, in any objective analysis, does not get the full picture of what's being done to her, the full picture of the being inside of her. So that's a very important element you're missing here, right?
But I was saying that even if in the cases that they do and they choose to get an abortion, should they go to jail? And you wouldn't engage with the hypothetical. I want to see if Brian will.
So let me be honest. If they did engage in that and all that, there should be a national forgiveness for those women.
Okay.
And that's what I would say. And in those very rare cases, because what we're talking about is improbable, it would be, first of all, insanely unpopular, and I'm very aware of that. But I offer grace and forgiveness to women that have had abortion, not to the people that have conducted them.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
I do want to move on here a little bit because Charlie has to leave in about 15, 20 minutes. So last thing on the abortion thing, just really quick, and I think we might have touched on this before, I guess just for Pixie and you, just since you guys seem the most vocal on this topic. Do you think that a woman not being financially ready is a valid reason to get an abortion?
Yes.
All of you? Okay.
Yes.
What about parental responsibility? Maybe they could be financially ready, but they just don't want to the increased burden, I guess, to be a parent. Is that also a valid?
That's valid.
Yeah. Valid reason.
I don't think the government has a right to basically dictate your bodily autonomy. That's where I draw the line. Is dependent on it.
So I have a question for you. What do you say to a man who is not financially ready or who is not perhaps not ready for the parental responsibility? What do you tell him? Should he have not had sex? Is that what you tell a man?
No. I think they should have been more careful, but I wouldn't say overall that they're irresponsible for engaging in sex. Accidents happen.
No,
with everything.
But what is the outcome for a man who is not financially ready or does not want the parental responsibility?
Paper abortions. They call these paper abortions.
Well,
you can write away your parental
rights. Men's rights advocates prefer, I believe that the term is legal paternal surrender.
Legal paternal surrender
is the
solution to this, where men can surrender their rights and any claims to parenthood of that
and
child.
And they wouldn't have to pay child support.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I think that
Do you think that that's...
It's an imperfect solution, but it's the closest thing that you could get because you would never have the say over whether or not somebody carries a pregnancy to term. Somebody else.
Okay. Pixie, any thoughts on that?
Yeah. I guess I just, like, I'm in similar alignment. I think, again, I think there's a legal question of abortion, and there's, like, a moral question as well as when it comes to, like, giving birth. And that's why I think, like, even morally, even though I might not personally have an abortion or whatever, I just don't think the government has a right to tell you
what to do with your body. If you can, try to actually answer the question. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
what do you tell, because in all 50 states in the United, in the U.S., whether there's abortion rights or not in that state, in all 50 states, if the woman chooses to proceed with the pregnancy and has the child, you know, there's certainly going to be some either financial or parental responsibilities that men cannot so easily do away with. Do you think that it's...
I understand what you're saying.
What do you tell a man, though, who's like, I don't want to have to pay child support. I don't want to have to be parentally responsible for the child. What do you say to...
I think you have a legal right to do that. That doesn't necessarily...
Well, men don't have a legal right to do that in any state. But it's really interesting how people who are in favor of abortion become Bronze Age pro-lifers when it comes to the male side of this.
Well, no. Because you... I've said that legally. Oh, I don't think the government should have a say on what you do with your bodily autonomy. And I think legally, a man should have... The government shouldn't, like, necessarily force you... to claim childhood or, like, parenthood over a child that you don't claim to have. Does that make sense? I'm saying that there's, like, a legal consistency here that I believe in.
Okay, so you're in favor of a legal paternal surrender.
Yeah.
Perhaps in states where abortion is legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And men are already surrendering their children, even without that not happening.
See, men can walk out on their children.
Yeah, they already do. I think it would be better.
Of course.
But I don't think... Yeah. I think there's a difference between, like, moral and legality. And that's where I think we would agree.
Yeah, men are already doing this. I think it would just be better to regulate it and bring it above board and make it, like, a formalized legal thing.
Oh. Yeah. So I have a question. You're obviously very pro-life. Are you a vegetarian?
I am not a vegetarian.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay. I'm vegan.
Doesn't sound even like though I'm a slay.
Well, a cow is not a human being.
But it's alive.
It's alive.
It's not a human life.
I think he's pro-human.
Well, hold on a second. You do know
human
that
supremacy.
Vegetables are alive too.
Broccoli screams when you pull it from the ground.
So, and by the way, there is a moral difference between a cow or a salmon or swordfish than a human being.
I don't think she was equating them, but she was just saying that they have the capacity for life, suffering. I think
that's why I said, hold on, rewind the tape. I said, when does human life begin? I did ask that question, right?
No, I don't think she was calling that into question. I think she was just asking, like, do you extend that to animals? Because most people won't.
No, I do not. No, I think that we as human beings have supremacy over animals. Yeah, we should watch and care for animals. To the best of our ability, so we should kill them humanely. But
what is this? Come on now.
That's the abortion argument.
Well, hold on.
Made abortion.
Wait, if you really think a human life and a cow is similar, then
a cow is better than a human life.
Similar as far
that.
As like moral worth cows and moral so consideration. Sweet. I don't think that there's going to be like a comparison as far as like in the way that you're making, I guess. But like people feel this attachment to animals already, like they're pets. Right? Like a dog or a cat. Honestly, if you ask most people, would you rather save a stranger in a fire or your pet, your dog or your cat in a fire?
That's screwed up morally.
Most people would say,
no,
I'm going to save my pet.
Yeah, because that's screwed up because they follow their heart, not their head.
I do want to move on. You are right. Most people would save their dog or a stranger when drowning.
They would save the dog. You're right. And that's
if it was their dog.
That is a,
I think
yes,
if it was just a dog, they didn't know they
stranger. But to answer your question, no, I'm a meat eater and I'm proud of it.
He's a proud meat eater, folks.
Wait, really quick. You asked if I would date a pro-lifer. Lila? Who comes on your show? What's her name?
Yeah, Lila Rose.
Lila Rose.
Oh, I would date Lila Rose, okay? I will become pro-life for you, Lila. You're
beautiful. All right, I'll let her know and perhaps she's married. Okay, all right. Let's pump the brakes.
I missed my opportunity.
I think some of you raised your hand when you said you were feminists. Do you guys believe in the patriarchy?
Yeah, of course.
The evil patriarchy.
I don't know much about this conspiracy. It's basically
QAnon for liberal feminists.
It is. Chase, like, he thinks that patriarchy is the natural state of the world and should be brought back to that. So how is that QAnon if it's like people within your own group believe that?
Acknowledge.
I disagree with Chase about a lot of things. And,
okay.
I mean,
that
he's been a recurring guest on the show, but he's not. His views are not
necessarily
representative of whatever. So
But do you think that the trad cons or people, I don't know, I think all trad cons believe in this, but a lot of them who claim like patriarchy should be the state of the world.
Yeah, like the patriarchal family structure.
I think there's certainly some merit to it, but everybody, and also I think people have different definitions of what that is. I mean, I certainly don't think that we live in a patriarchy currently. I don't think there's patriarchy.
Do you mean the United States or globally? Or both?
I mean, I think it varies based on the country.
That's a good question.
For example, the United Kingdom has, for the past 200 years, for most of those 200 years, has been, maybe it's even more, has been under the rule of a queen.
Mm-hmm.
It was monarchy, but I mean, I'm not super...
A sovereign, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not super well-educated on the...
It's more a figurehead, but still.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. I wanted Charlie's thoughts on this. We're going to have a little bit of reverb issues, but just bear through it, and then I'll fix it next time we get to it. Sophia, I was curious. Sophia, you do OnlyFans.
Yes.
I noticed in some of your photos, Nick, if you can pull them up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Zoomed out just a tad. Nick?
Thank you.
One more. Nick? I noticed you're wearing a cross next.
Yes.
Are you Christian?
I grew up Catholic.
So let me get your mic.
I grew up Catholic, and my mom...
Scroll up. Come on. Scroll down so I can.
Oh gosh, I know where this is leading.
This is gonna be a cross. Okay, next one.
Oh,
not too far. Oh, no. Scroll down. Okay, all right. Then Nick. This guy can't move. Another cross. Okay. What cheers you up? And there's a tip. What emoji is that? The eggplant. Okay, next. There's the cross, and then of course you use your Twitter to scroll down to the net. You use your Twitter to you promote your OnlyFans. So I'm curious. Do you while you're shooting your OnlyFans content, your pornographic content, do you wear your cross while you?
Oh man!
And I noticed you're wearing a cross. I think you're.
I know. I took off my cross. I don't have a cross right now.
That top one is like
home,
altered. Anyways, do you wear your cross while you're shooting pornographic content?
I probably have, yes.
You probably have?
How
do you reconcile? Are you Christian?
I grew up Catholic.
Okay, Catholic.
And my mom is... we grew up Catholic because my dad and my mom is Christian.
Okay.
But, I mean, my personal beliefs, I believe in God. I believe in a higher being. But sure. I'm not as strict as I would say a Catholic would be, like a firm believer.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't really think much of it, and maybe I'm at fault for that. But mm-hmm. I wear the cross because I do believe in God, and I love you know.
I guess just how do you reconcile, wearing the cross, sort of still being a Catholic, I guess, with producing pornographic content,
I guess,
which does seem at odds with the faith.
I mean, she already said she doesn't think too much about it.
I don't. That's okay. maybe that's where
I don't think it's at odds. You ever heard of Mary Magdalene?
What is the assertion with her? I've heard differing accounts on that.
Mildly Christian.
Okay.
Yeah, Mary Magdalene was a prostitute.
Yeah.
As inferred in the scriptures, but mm-hmm. Jesus did tell a prostitute in John 8 to sin no more.
So he
loves all people.
But he befriended her, and he was.
That is correct. He loves all people, but he didn't necessarily love what they did.
Sure.
That's important.
Okay.
And I'm only saying that I don't think that there's any point in the Bible where Jesus endorses her actions, but he does have love for her. Mm-hmm. So.
Correct.
Sure. Okay. And so, I guess do you think God wants you doing adult pornographic content?
Because
you said you at least believe in God, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, I don't think he specifically likes it, but I know that he does love me, and I have reasons to why I do what I do.
Okay.
And they're good reasons.
Sure.
And it's not... Mostly it's not selfish at all. And
sure.
I actually provide a lot for my family.
Do you think God wants you doing adult content?
Probably not.
Okay. Okay.
But,
fair enough. Do you have any thoughts on that, Charlie? Or?
Well, I have like broad thoughts in general. Okay, sure. I've enjoyed the discussion, everybody. Yeah. And I will just make one parting thing.
Sure.
Thank you guys for a respectful conversation, even though we see things very differently. And I hope the chat enjoyed it. Mm. Look, for whatever it's worth, if you're engaged in the creation of that content, I think God has a better plan for you. I know that might sound preachy and not what you want to hear, but just maybe you'll have an encounter with God, and Jesus loves all of you, and he can transform your life. He transformed my life. I've had a lot of problems in my life, a lot of problems, and Jesus solves everything. Mm. And every day is a new day, and it's a hopeful, beautiful life ahead of you. And I know that might not be something you even believe, and you might think that all Christians hate you and your way of life and all those sorts of things.
Most of them do.
Well, I'll say this. I'm a pretty firm believing, outspoken Christian, and God loves every single one of us. We're all sinners, and Jesus died for us.
I mean, you've definitely
us.
Been the most respectful one that I've seen.
Well, thank you. That's very very kind, and I can tell you it's not me. If it was me, I'd be yelling and screaming. It's the Holy Spirit. It really is. I know it might sound silly. It might sound cliche, but Jesus has gone to work on my life, and so God bless you guys. Thank you for a great discussion.
Charlie, thank you for coming.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.